Jeeves, I feel the need to purge. Bring me the bucket.
The royal bucket.
Bring me the bucket. My contents need to be on the outside. Jeeves,
me too.
I feel the need to unswallow.
Right. That's what I mean. Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. In this show, my man James, Tape Blake, Grayling, and I talk about the 2017-18 season so far. We discuss the many offseason moves for the team, and we'll tell you which Avalanche jersey number is headed to the rafters at Pepsi Center next. Those topics and a whole bunch more Avs and hockey stuff coming at you in episode number 108 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stay tuned. The AHP is next. Hey, what's going on, Avs fans? Welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. He's James Tapley Graylian, and I am Jay Veen, and this is your home for almost everything Avalanche. Welcome to the 10th season of the Avs Hockey Podcast.
It's hard to believe.
It's 10 years. I think we're on six or something.
Yeah.
Together, but a podcast, what's the equivalent of podcast years?
I don't know. I just feel old and tired. How about you?
I'm too old and tired to think about it, really.
I feel pretty good. This is nice.
This is nice. Good.
10 years.
Ten.
Six for you and I together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, it was an auspicious start at best, you know, but I found you.
It was awesome.
Life was good.
I got lucky when I found you. I mean, that was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, things worked out well.
It was a good time. It was a good time. But now.
It's still a good time. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're doing this thing. I mean, we got AHP 108.
Uh-huh.
Burritos were on sale at Pete's Kitchen.
Yeah, today was National Breakfast Burrito Day or Burrito Day?
It was National Breakfast Burrito Day. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know either. And it's a good thing it was lucky it was on a weekend, on a Saturday, you know, so that they, because every other day they'd be like, oh yeah, we kind of undersold, we underhit our mark.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, that worked out really well. I mean, the only thing better than a Pete's Burrito Supreme is a Pete's Burrito Supreme that's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, welcome, everybody, to the year 10 of the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for almost everything Avalanche. Took us a little bit to get to you, but we are here, and we're here to bring the thunder, bring the pain.
We had a little bit of a breakdown. I had to work.
Give it to me.
A bunch.
Yeah.
I've been in the middle of ballet, believe it or not. No, I do not dance, but I look awesome.
The image,
I look awesome in a tutu.
The image in my head, I'm just going to hold on to that for a second.
You should. Just imagine me in the tutu, a little sprout of chest hair coming out the top. And we know where our first edit is going to be. Okay, so, but let's get back on track.
No problem. Is there a track?
There's no track. This is episode 108.
108.
We want to talk about the 2008 draft, but even more importantly than that.
We need to redact some things.
Yeah, we were wrong on a few things. Do you want me to start?
We just weren't right.
No, I was wrong.
We weren't right.
I was very wrong.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start because I was wrong.
All right, go for it.
I said that Matt Duchene had only played two playoff games.
I heard that.
Hey, am I giving myself the comeuppance?
Yes.
Do I need you to give me the comeuppance?
With two P's.
Simmer down over there.
Okay. How many has he played in?
He has played in eight. What I was correct about, though, was he still has no goals.
The amount of goals. So there's that.
There were more games. There were four times the games than I had originally said.
Okay.
I was wrong. I really shouldn't be all, but I was right about the goals. But I was right about the goals. He has zero goals.
Totally right.
Yeah.
So Ron Hextall and Martin Brodeur still have more
playoff goals than Matt Duchene.
Dude.
Yeah.
Man. All right. And I want to apologize. I know Brad Malone listens to the show.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's waiting right now for this to be posted.
I have so many messages from him on our phone number, which I can't remember right now because nobody uses it anyways.
745-932-5252
Yo mama.
That's too long.
It's a European phone number. Go ahead.
They're longer.
They are longer. That's why they start with that like plus 0.44, and then you know
I learn something new every day. European. Time. Let me write it, European phone.
Eventually,
numbers,
you get a long. Eventually, you get in contact with a guy named Sven. He may have what you need or not, and you move on. That's how it works. When
if you don't, he points you. He points you to the nearest IKEA, and boom.
You know what? Are we talking about what you did wrong?
No, it was what I didn't do that was. Yeah, I got it wrong. Okay. But I mixed up Brad Malone and Ryan Malone.
That's easy to do.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
It's almost like they have the same last name. But one almost. made some bad choices and one didn't. And the one that we were talking about didn't make bad choices. So for any reputation that was torn down because of that, I apologize, Brad Malone.
I can't believe that you besmirched the good name of one of the two Malones, and I'm not even sure which
we're
one.
Like 2 minutes into the show and you've said come up and sit and besmirched, man.
Yep,
that's pretty good for a Saturday.
I have many thesauruses, which is actually thesauri.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're smart.
And that was also a well-read dinosaur, was a thesaurosaurus.
That's good. Did you just do that?
That was just stupid.
You just did
Can
that,
Can we talk
though?
About the draft?
That's amazing.
Nobody cares.
Give me a few draft people, and I'll tell you whether they played hockey.
All right. Cameron Gauntz.
Still in the league.
Really?
With some other people.
Yeah, kind of. Mostly played minors. Mm-hmm. 32 games in the NHL. And yet, he was the 50th overall pick. That was
you never know. It's a gamble.
Second round.
It's yep. a gamble.
There was no first round pick for the Avs.
Okay.
Kelsey Tessier.
Nope.
No.
You made that name up.
I did not. That was real.
Yep.
Mark Oliver.
We know him.
Yep.
He was on the opening night roster, Joe Sakic night, I believe.
I'm going to mispronounce this probably. I may have to do
I
a
can
little
help
comeuppance
you.
For the next time.
Oh.
Jonas Hollas? Or is it Jonas Hollas?
I think it's Jonas Hollas or something like that.
Oh, I hate you all.
But he had the cool European.
Yeah. The Uber Umlaut or whatever it was.
That's exactly what it's called.
Sure.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Number 36 for the...
You know what? This one is going to... This one, it's either Joel Chouinard or Schwinard.
Chewy. Yeah, Schwinard.
Schwinard.
Nope, you made that up. You just wanted to say something fun.
Peter Delmas.
Nope.
That's
goaltender?
Yes.
Why do I know these things?
Because you looked at them beforehand? I don't know.
No, I'm not looking at it.
Not right now.
Mm-mm.
All right, so the next draft had a little more
okay,
going
so that'll be fun.
It. Yeah.
Okay, right on.
But the next draft, the Avs had a third overall pick, which should tell you exactly what their record was like.
Mm-hmm. Now we're getting into the core.
Yeah, we're starting to get to like where things are actually happening here.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So that was the 2008 draft.
Because that's what we do.
And we'll talk about what I got wrong on that next one.
Of course we will. Or somebody else got wrong. You shouldn't take responsibility for these things. Blame it on the internet. Everybody
else
does. You
know, the internet is not just a thing. It's actually like people doing things on it.
What?
I know. So when people blame the internet for things. All right. I'm sorry. I just got sidetracked. So anyways.
That's what I do. You're not going to mess me up.
No, it's just it's one of the things that I think about with the internet. It's
okay.
just that it's people.
That's fair
I'm
enough.
Sorry. I'm running down a dream on this one. Okay. I just feel like that needs to be put out there.
All right.
All right.
Learning to fly?
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. Like the condor.
Really?
All right, we're going to go a little bit kind of chronologically. We're going to kind of go through things, you know, like we do. But
well,
the
we
season has
to,
begun.
I right, mean, we were going to do one last weekend, and I had to dance. I had to do the ballet.
People have to dance.
And,
the dance is not going to dance itself.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but so we were going to do it right as the season started. That was me. That was my bad. Even though yeah. I'm in town. Even though I'm in town, we still can't do these things on time. It's my fault.
No, it's all good.
No, I'm into the blame thing on this episode. This is episode 108, your home for where
excuses.
Just about everything is James's fault, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. So, you're okay with that?
Yeah, no, this is good. This is good.
Right on. I'm cool with that then, too.
Okay.
But the season has started. It's
yep.
it's better. I like better.
Well, so it is better because last season the Avs never had a three-game win streak, right?
No.
And they have one now.
The last one they had, I checked calendars last night just because it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was March 16th through the 20th, 2016.
Okay. So, I was
I mean, it's a good way to begin the year, obviously.
Right. And yes. But last year they had a very similar record until the game against the Ducks, where it was 3-1.
They were 3-1.
Goals against and goals for were very similar, yeah. All that stuff. So
we'll call it cautious optimism, but they do
the
look better.
The entire season is going to be cautious optimism at this point. And I don't want to get into like the whole, we're the Red Sox, you know, oh, doom
we're cursed
and gloom forever, yeah. And all of that kind of stuff. You know, and oh, Avs fans know how bad things can get. Mm-mm. No, this is not the Cleveland Browns. Let's all just settle down.
Have you seen the video of the Cleveland Browns fan who is in front of the stadium?
No.
And he's yelling at the stadium, and he calls it a factory of sadness. But then at the very end, he's like, all right, I'll see you on Sunday. See you on Sunday. I mean, it's great stuff. Yeah. But it made me think of last season that way, where, you know, especially someone like, well, Team AHP, you know, mm-hmm. Team AHP is there and we're here and we're, no matter how bad things get. And last year was kind of the test of that. But
yeah,
we'll see you next game.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of, and there's points as I watch this season as it goes, it's like that felt like last season, but that's not the majority of the time, which is good.
I want to talk a little bit about the what we saw in that Ducks game, because, you know, obviously it's the most recent one. And
we did see was Francois Beauchemin.
Francois Beauchemin, that one. So the Avs bought out Francois Beauchemin, but
they sure did.
Because of his age, it was the full cap hit. And that kind of surprised me then. I thought, you know what, maybe they'll just let it ride.
You said, I was listening to the show on the way here, last show, mm-hmm. You said buy out Como. I'm not sure. I can't remember what you said about Beauchemin, but you were right on most everything. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It seems unusual. That seems weird.
that's weird. That was the internet.
I was pretty wrong about the Duchesne thing. So
but you said keep everybody. You said build around everybody, and that's what the team ended up doing. They ended up getting rid of a few guys. John Mitchell, we were right about.
Yeah.
Which was pretty easy, but we'll take credit because we like that.
Sure, why not?
But
he signed somewhere, didn't he?
I don't know.
I think he had a tryout and then was dropped from the PTO and then
I haven't
got
seen his
another
name.
One.
If I had seen his name, I'd remember, but right. I don't know if anybody picked him up or not. But
I'm gonna look this up before I get it wrong. We keep talking.
No, we're good. Either way, I think the team looks better. They look stronger. A healthy Varley, and we can talk about Jonathan Bernier as well.
I definitely want to talk about Jonathan.
Jonathan Bernier was picked up. I've got it right here. There's a date, July 1st. He was the first big free agent signing. Well, he was the second. We picked up Colin Wilson before that. Mm. But I think people forget how strong he had been in Anaheim. He 21-7-4 last year.
He was thought to be a number one for a long time. He's one of those guys who could battle back to be a number one. He's probably stuck in Budai land right now, where he'll come in, he'll be the guy when you really need him to, but nobody's going to give him quite that chance yet.
Yeah. You know what's nice right now, though, is that you don't want to, because I was convinced after the first game against the Rangers that Varley kind of stole this season, that I think he had 37 saves and kind of stood on his head most of the game, that his new groin or hip or hips or whatever he had, they were either going to explode or disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what they're going to try and do for a while, as long as Bernier stays solid, is a couple games of Varley and then one of Bernier, which would be fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, Varley's not a horse you can ride for 70 games.
No.
You know? He's also not a horse because the pads would fit funny and, you know, how do you pay that?
I want to see his mask if he's a horse.
Oh.
That would be pretty cool.
Of course. But I'm so sorry.
Damn it. Damn you.
I'm so out of practice.
All right. It just took us a couple minutes to apologize. I'm sorry I said that.
So sorry to everyone.
Please press play again.
Oh, God.
We're so sorry. Are you going to stop talking for a while?
I don't think I should. I think I should just keep talking to kind of
mute your mic.
My way out of
James,
this.
Mute the mic. Step on the pedal. Let's go.
You know, what I want to see with Varley, though, I just want to watch his style a little more, because one of my big things with him was the way that he would get back up was he would bounce down and back up, which would stretch those areas that tend to get pulled in those areas.
Very sensitive.
Oh, man. Much more often. So maybe. I mean, he seems pretty confident that things are back in the places that they're supposed to be.
He looks good. He looks good. I hope that keeps up. Have you been watching
his groin?
I watch it all the time.
Excellent.
I am pretty fixated.
Varley.grointube.com.
There's a Varley Twitter account. Varley's groin Twitter
account.
Yeah.
You know what? Probably somebody will start one. And you know what? It's not going to be me.
No, somebody already did.
Did they?
Yeah, and it didn't have much action, which is okay.
There is somebody started following me with one, so I'm assuming it's being run by a listener called Has Duchesne Been Traded Yet?
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Yeah,
yep.
Which I'm just at this point is no.
No.
So
we can talk about that in a couple minutes.
For sure. We will.
I love
that. Oh, we will.
Trust me, we will. So there's that. We're happy with what we've seen so far for sure.
Right. Well, so the Bernier thing,
mm-hmm.
and then I feel bad for Pickard
because that whole situation was.
Oh man, he gets picked up by Vegas.
Yeah,
and everybody's super sad. And the Leafs are stuck, so they send him right to the minors.
Well, he got waived. Actually,
he got waived and then traded. Right?
Vegas picked up Subban's brother, Subban's younger brother, PK Subban's younger brother,
Malcolm.
And then
from the Bruins,
waived Pickard, which is
that
I don't know
doesn't what, make sense to me because unless it's a money thing, because Malcolm Subban has not been playing that well for the.
It was a weird the Bruins, whole thing. It was like, wait, what? And then they waive him, then they trade him, and everybody's just like, whoa. So basically, that was Vegas's very first pick. I think they signed Fleury, right, or something like that, or
no, they took Fleury and then extended him right away.
Okay.
But he was part of that expansion draft. But he was, he was
just so weird.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Pickard. He's a great guy. He's, he has his moments as a goaltender. He played internationally in the world championships. Like, everybody was pretty unhappy about that. And before you know it, he's back down in the minors.
Are the Avalanche better off with Bernier? Probably.
So far, yes.
Probably.
I mean, obviously, it's easy to say right now. Maybe we
can give
Bernier another 10 starts and we'll talk a little more about it.
Yeah, but he's more proven. He's the Pickard situation in a way reminds me of Budaj when Jose Theodore was failing, and Budaj stepped in, did a stand up job, and then the other guy's back, so you're back down. Similar situation, except obviously you didn't get the next season to be our backup, and
it's crazy. That's the way it goes. People were very confused on the internet. That's not new. Not breaking news. Hey, have you seen the new jerseys?
I have I only seen them on the players. I haven't actually seen them up front.
Okay.
What do you think about the jerseys?
Well, I'm still trying to. I don't know yet because I don't know the difference between what they sell in the store
mm-hmm.
and what the players wear. Because there was
you got around a player one though. Right?
Oh, totally. I actually went to Denver Athletic and dropped off some jerseys and saw Cale Makar's jersey that he wore at the draft. I think that's his. That's the game model.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely thinner, definitely smaller. A little worried about whether they're going to be durable enough to last the season, but mm-hmm. I think they look pretty good. They remind us of better times for those of us that have been around this team for a while,
mm-hmm.
and that's always good.
I don't like the collar thing. I don't know what the heck that is.
It looks weird with the V.
It looks like they're going for like kind of a polo shirt kind of look, and then stapled it down, rounded it off, and said,
it's like a mock turtleneck then. They changed the main logo a little bit. I don't know if you saw the detail on that, but like on your Ben Smith over here.
My Ben Smith.
Yes.
My new Ben Smith.
It's so awesome.
I love it.
On the Ben Smith, on the logo where the burgundy part, the main burgundy part of the A, it's now mesh. They're trying to make it lighter so the guys can skate much faster.
Oh.
Because like Peter Forsberg and Joe Sakic were so slow with these old jerseys.
Oh, yeah. And these guys right now are just.
They're so much faster than those guys.
Interminable.
Yes.
To get from one end of the ice takes like a third of the period.
It's ridiculous. It's pretty awful. And then on the shoulder patches, the C on the shoulder, it's mm-hmm. all sublimated. So instead of it being...
it's not a patch?
It's a patch, but it's all like screened on. It's not like a... it's not like layers like on your Ben Smith over here. Tough. So you know what I do like is the NHL logo, how it's kind of that liquid. I forgot what they call it, but it's like plastic. It's like a liquid plastic thing and super shiny. I like shiny things.
Wow.
I'm pretty easily entertained.
I like my Ben Smith jersey.
Your Ben Smith jersey is legitimate.
It is straight up legit.
I like that thing. I'm happy you ended up.
I am so happy I haven't. Yep. People are like, who is Ben Smith? And I'm like, okay, well, he was this
guy.
You
got a second
here.
Step into my office.
But it's not Ben Smith. He's not the reason I have it. Well, mm-hmm. he is the reason I have it, but not really.
Yeah.
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 Step into my office. Can we
chat
for
a second?
Did I
tell the story about this already?
You did. You did.
So
yeah.
I don't need to do it again.
It's still pretty cool.
Y'all can go back and listen.
Go back. It's in the Avs Hockey Podcast archive. It's your home for almost everything Avalanche.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I mentioned Cale Makar, first round pick for the Avalanche in the draft, in June's draft. And we won't see him for a while. Young, fine defenseman. And we'll kind of see him you know, in the future, mm-hmm. kind of like a Jost thing. You know, he spends another year. I think Makar's playing in junior still.
Yeah.
Brooks Bandits in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. I'm not sure if he's still with that team, but that's what he played for.
He might go CHL a year or two or something.
But... I mean, when he gets out of sixth grade.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that'll be perfect.
God, they are drafting.
I know. But the whole draft, we don't need to go over that again. Like, that's just kind of how things go. So just after that, June 26th, Hockey Hall of Fame announcement, three former Avalanche players are on this list. Dave Andrechuk finally gets in. Not quite sure. We talked about him numerous times on the show.
The first guy to hoist the Stanley Cup in 2004, and then that was it for his career.
He's got 600 stinking goals. Like, what takes mm-hmm. people so long? These people.
There were a lot of guys that were obviously first ballots that got in the way, you know. But
yeah.
But still, yeah, it took a while.
Doesn't matter how long it takes. He's in. Yeah. Good for him. Timo Solani.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
That's money.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul Kariya.
Paul Kariya.
Saw a really, really interesting piece on Paul Kariya, and he has been very under the radar since he retired and not...
Surfing.
Did you watch that piece, too?
Yeah, I did watch that piece.
Really interesting. Any take on it? Like, he's just not into the questions. He's not into the concussion. To me, he seems a little nervous to what his brain might be up to moving forward.
Yeah.
He's just trying to take care of himself and stay out of the limelight.
A lot of his career was defined by that moment in 2003. Mm-hmm. And it also is a part of his career that ended his career and ended it prematurely. I wouldn't necessarily want to revisit it. It's got to be hard when something like that it's a personal thing that has changed your life and is held up as a hero moment, but at the same time, it's part of your ruin. How do you deal with that? How are you supposed to be with that? Yeah. And everybody has this expectation that you're going to come back, you're going to be there for the sport, you're going to be there for all these things, when the sport wasn't necessarily there for you.
Yeah. And he said, I mean, I distinctly remember, obviously, if you've seen the piece, and mm-hmm. I'll post a link to it. He doesn't remember scoring that goal after Stevens knocked him out.
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
He says he doesn't remember anything for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And that's scary for us, and we're not even in his head, like, literally, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, yeah.
And it was a scary moment at the time, and you just thought to yourself, you know, okay, this has to be a game changer. This has to be a thing where things are finally addressed. And, you know, it was Scott Stevens who was held up as this hero for delivering those kinds of hits. That just felt wrong at the time.
Well, the thing is, like,
and people would say that was hockey at the time. Well, but that was because, you know, hockey at the time was, it's exactly like the internet. It's people making decisions about what it should be and what it shouldn't be.
It's the playoffs, too. But, I mean, today he's not near a sheet of ice for a month, mm-hmm. and they put him right back out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And he goes off on a stretcher, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, he's standing. We're good. I mean, I had never heard that part of his story where he doesn't remember scoring that goal. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
that's good. I mean, people are like, oh, well, you know, they sit out, blah, blah, blah. There's concussion spotters. It's ruining the game and things like that. It's like, dude, you know what? You can't just rub some sand on it. Yeah. It's not.
He said he hadn't even been near the game. I mean, I think mm-hmm. I think literally they took him to a rink and he, you know, I'm sure he felt happy and I'm sure it felt kind of like home, but I'm sure it brought up some feelings in him, too. So, I mean. I don't know. Congratulations either way to all three of those guys and everybody going in November 13th. But, yeah, hopefully that continues a conversation that needs to be had as far as head injuries and especially in high-contact sports like hockey. So there it is. Mikhail Grigorenko, the end of an era, right?
The end of the Ryan O'Reilly era.
So that was easy,
that
right?
That's it.
No
Done.
Big deal. So
Done.
The Avalanche choose not to give a qualifying offer to Mikhail Grigorenko during the summer and that was the end of that.
What do I always say about him? Why was he here? He never performed. And for some reason, he was a guy that they never sat.
Well, he had played for Juan Juniors. And I think that's maybe how he ended up here. And Juan was maybe looking for some magic that he had in Juniors. But he never had a stretch where it was.
But even in the Bednar time, you know. And so you've got a guy who's not producing. He's on a line with Matt Duchene all the time. And then everybody's pissed off at Matt Duchene for not producing. Huh. Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
I'm no hockey expert here, but
I ain't no fancy hockey doctor or anything, but I think that's broke. I mean, is it time to talk about Matt Duchene?
Absolutely. Matt Duchene still on the Colorado Avalanche Hockey Club. I wasn't expecting this, but from what I've seen so far this season, I'm glad he's still here.
Mike Klingsma called it. Like when they had everybody trade Duchene. And then Blake Como comes in on a breakaway, passes right behind him to an opponent. And Mike was like, oh, yeah, but the problem's Duchene. Go ahead and trade Duchene. Why not?
During opening night, Como had a partial break. And he ended up getting a penalty call to get the Avs went on the power play. But that's all I could think of.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't drop pass. You don't need to drop that. Just go ahead and shoot.
That wasn't even a drop. It wasn't a drop pass. A drop pass is like, I'm going to leave it here for you. No, he turned around, looked, and then went, here you go.
No, please don't skate over here. I can pass this.
No,
to,
please.
Oh. Yeah.
What color? Why are you bringing up old
stuff?
Because it's worth it.
That's true.
So
that's very true.
Yeah. So then they've gotten rid of a guy who actually didn't produce, unlike, you know, Matt Duchene, who, you know,
he did the best I guess he could. I can't imagine having
torn up for celebrating hitting 30 goals on the ice in the moment. He gets torn up by the coaching staff, and then everybody wonders, hey, why isn't Matt Duchene playing like he should be?
I can't imagine trying to answer questions from the media day after day about something that's either not going to happen or most likely not going to happen, just day after day.
Yeah.
And it's a no-win situation, but you know, the Avs, as they're playing right now, they're 4-1. They've had their first 3-game win streak in a long time. Like, nobody's asking Matt Duchene about being traded right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep playing well, you're fine. But they start sliding again, and the talks are going to ramp up. And I don't know who started it. It's not like Joe Sakic is going to go to the media and be like, hey, guys, we're thinking of trading Duchene. Go ahead and report on that. I don't know how the rumor started. I mean, I'm sure we all have ideas. But I kind of feel bad for the guy. It's hard to feel bad. I get it. There's people yelling at their phones right now like, oh, he's making this much money, and he's just playing a game. But going, he didn't get into the game to answer questions about rumors. Right. He got into the game to win games and hopefully lead his team and all those things. And he is who he is, and maybe he's not the most fabulous leader ever, but he doesn't deserve to have to answer all these questions about rumors.
Well, why was he not? Let's see. Why wouldn't he be the most fabulous leader ever? Let's see. They gave Ryan O'Reilly, who sat out and complained about money and all of these things, they gave him an A on his jersey. Jerome Iginla comes in, and as soon as he gets here, they put an A on his jersey. Cody McLeod, who was a heart and soul guy but wasn't productive in the way that a Matt Duchene is, they put an A on his jersey. When they finally get around to putting an A on his on Duchene's jersey, it's, you know, you and this other guy. We'll see
goes. We'll rotate and we'll have the worst season ever.
Right. Oh, and by the way, don't celebrate that you actually hit a milestone because, you know, team first. Smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine why he wouldn't be the greatest leader ever. And yet, the media would always talk to Matt Duchene over Landeskog. You'd always see Duchene standing up and answering the questions and things like that. So, yeah, I can't imagine why.
Yeah, but I'm not the largest Matt Duchene fan. I never have. Let's trade him. I never have been, but that's okay. He's wearing an Avs jersey. He's a heck of a player. He's looked pretty good so far. I mean, we're good. Like, can we just chill for a little bit? But, you know, it's just a matter of time, and we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's when things start – if his production goes down. I mean, I'm seeing you sick of it before, and then when they lose a few games, he'll be tired of this town again.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's
he should be like, don't do me like that. All right, just chill. All right, we're gonna play some hockey. Thanks. All right, the Avs on June 28th signed Sven Andraghetto, and I'm sure some people were like, I don't know. He was a restricted free agent, but man, he's looked good. The chemistry here ever since he's been picked up from the Canadiens,
absolutely.
The chemistry here is there. He's the leading scorer so far through 5 games. I know that's not a ton, but that is saying something.
Mm-hmm.
He's looked good, and he looks comfortable here. There's some cute gifs of he and Nail Yakupov on the bench. Just they're buddies. They're friends.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? Speaking of Nail, you got anything on Andraghetto? By the way, before we move to Nail?
Looks good.
We're going to nail it.
Oh, God.
Don't. say those things.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why?
Last, little did we know, last podcast, we were talking about Taylor Hall and the Oilers and McDavid and how they're playing well in playoffs and MVPs, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Nail Yakupov comes up. Little did we know
that he would be an Av.
Now, he's an Av. That was an interesting signing.
When he signed, I pretty much went on Twitter and was like, wow, we're just going to throw anything against the wall, aren't we?
That's what we're going to do.
Anything. And frankly, that's what it looked like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the Avs were, you know, they would just slap anything against the wall and didn't have a plan. They were, again, I compared them to the Cylons in Battlestar Galactica. They always said that they had a plan, and there was no plan.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
That was amazing what you just did right there.
You know what? Can I just have something without you? Like, can I?
Really did like it. Don't yell at me.
Total breakdown on this show. This is ridiculous. They, Yakupov has been, I didn't expect Yakupov to do much of anything considering what a, you know, basically he was a flop.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in Edmonton, then he's a flop in, you know, in St. Louis. But okay, so he gets brought in to Edmonton when Dallas Eakins is there, and Dallas Eakins apparently was not good. they had so many stars that it was unmanageable. There's all these other situations. You know, I mean, my question is, you know, will the real Nail Yakupov please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Because we don't know if this is really what we're going to get from him, or if it's going to, you know, go back down.
Like a free fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Exactly.
But he's only 23. I thought he was older than that. He's been in the league for a while. Is the show over?
No. I'm just going to let it go. Is that it? That's just, yeah.
Okay.
The rest of the, they can't hear it. Okay. They couldn't hear that, but they're going to.
So he's only 23 years old, right?
Yeah.
He's got, you know, he's only got 120 career points in 292 games.
What?
And now he's got 5 points in 5 games.
Uh-huh.
Did you think that was going to happen?
No. No, I figured he was basically going to be a fourth liner and struggling. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, we always talk about how the draft is a, you know, it's a crapshoot. And then you never know what you're going to get. He was a first overall pick, and you still didn't know what you were going to get.
Yeah.
He was going the way of, oh, what's that guy's name? Daigle?
There's a bunch of them. Alexander Daigle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daigle? Was it just Daigle?
I think it's Daigle. There's a bunch of...
Daigle?
Daigle?
Davenport?
There's a bunch of silent letters in there.
Dude's got...
Every silent letter you could have is in there.
I want a first overall draft pick that has all the vowels and none of them.
It's all silent. His name's just Tyler.
Three M's in a
What's his last name? I can't say it. It's all silent letters.
But Ottawa Senators pick, number one overall. Right. And you know, but it's hard to say. But this is, if this is sustainable, and it's a big if, you know, then it really lends credence to the just needed a change of scenery kind of thing.
Yeah. Hopefully he's found his spot.
Taylor Hall, in a way, same deal. I mean, Taylor Hall was still kind of a superstar on the team, but he was going to be overshadowed by Connor McDavid, who is just totally the real deal.
Well, some guys can deal with that and some guys can't.
Well, it may not be him. You know, some coaches can deal with that, some can't.
True.
Some GMs can deal with that and some can't. Cool. So hard to say. Hard to say. I'm glad that we're giving it a shot.
I mean, above all, even the losers get lucky sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that he may have been labeled a loser, but he's looking pretty good so far. So there's that.
So what else you got?
What else we got? Will Butcher.
We need to talk about Will Butcher.
I guess we can, but the thing is, like, he makes his National Hockey League debut, of course, against the Avalanche in New Jersey, and I think he has a couple power play points and looks good. And I'm sure he circled that on his calendar as soon as he knew he was going to be on the big club, maybe even before that. But the Will Butcher thing, for those of you that hadn't heard, kind of fell apart. First round pick of the Avs a couple of years ago, and he essentially chooses not to sign with the Avs and become a free agent again. And you don't hear about that very often, but I'm sure there's all kinds.
A little bit more these days, like guys will, since the college route is a lot better than it used to be. the college route used to be just basically, you know, okay, well, I've signed with this and it'll be a year or two, maybe because of drafting younger. But guys can get out of, you know, can finish their college career and not sign and go free agent.
That was frustrating, especially for a guy that played locally in college, but the business is what it is. And, you know,
I mean, do you blame him?
No.
Yeah, you know, we talked about people where free agents want to sign.
Right.
And why would they want to sign with a team that was so stuck in the dirt?
Yep.
You know, do you think that this was the number one choice for Neil Yakupov even?
Yeah.
You know? And he's only making $700,000, $800,000 a year, yeah, or something like
How
that.
How quickly things have changed, that's, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I don't blame Butcher. I'd want to go somewhere where I could be a winner too. And
yeah.
There are only so many slots on the Oilers. There's only so many slots on the Penguins. You know, they only have so much money. Dude's not gonna,
yeah,
you know. And the way that the other thing with the Avalanche is, you have to, if you're gonna sign with the Avalanche at some point, you're going to be into their business structure also. They've got their salary structure the way that it is. You're not gonna really want to pop out of that, because look at the last guy who popped out of that, Ryan O'Reilly. Bye bye.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so
and it gets ugly. It's the business part, and yeah, the more money that's involved, the more businessy it gets.
Well, and if you're hearing so many calls for the head of Joe Sakic, your general manager, at that point, are you going to go, yeah, I think I really want to go on with this guy,
yeah,
and spend the next however many years under that system? You know, guy's got a chance to do something different. Kind of surprising he took the Devils, considering they were at.
Not that much better, but.
But. Yeah. They're looking really good right now.
Yeah.
It's early.
But. Yeah, it is early. It was just tough, but kind of understood. And good luck to him, sort of.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good luck, but not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Let's go off the restricted free agent list. After a 1 or 2 day holdout, Nikita Zadorov signed with the Avalanche on September 15th, a 2-year deal worth $4.3 million. Looking, mm-hmm, pretty good so far.
Yep.
A healthy Z and a healthy EJ. Healthy Big Z helps out a lot, and
yeah,
they've looked pretty decent so far. He also Tyson Jost, who I thought it was kind of a shaky hit on opening night at Pepsi Center for opening night, hurt his knee, and Zadorov the next shift that McQuaid was out for the Bruins, he said, I'm not going back down, and then he took him on. So I thought that was cool, and he chased him down too. I think this was agreed upon thing. Just said, you're going to hit my guy like that near the boards from the back with a cross check and hurt his knee, you're going to have to deal with me. And you don't like to see guys do that all the time, but it's good to have big guys like that, yeah, that can do stuff like
that. I can't think of his name, Jack something, the announcer for the Bruins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the
No. clip? What did he say?
He said, oh, he's using Zadorov's head as a punching bag.
It wasn't that.
He wasn't that far off.
Jack, calm down though. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. He wasn't that far off.
No,
it was. But still, you know, you go in, whether you win or lose, you at least stood up. And
there was a guy sitting next to me. He's an old school guy. I talked to him a little bit more. He's a Minnesota North Stars season ticket holder back in the day. But I just kind of leaned over to him. I'm like, those are two big human beings right there. I mean, those are some big dudes throwing haymakers. And that's, yeah, you know, that's good stuff.
At least he wasn't like, what was it, Backstrom that was beating the drums
right
that one time?
And, right.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it wasn't that bad, but still.
Yeah, there's that. So... good to have Big Z back. Mm-hmm. Good to have some defense. One more thing before we kind of move on to sort of the end. I'm still pretty excited about this. On September 13th, the Avalanche announced that they will finally retire Milan Hayduk's number 23. And I don't know. I guess it was one of those where you thought they were going to retire his number, but you weren't sure.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of Waugh, and in the case of Forsberg, in the case of Foote and Sakic, like those are no brainers. This is one that there's no way they shouldn't have, but they waited for a little while, so I kind of started to wonder. This is good stuff.
And I did see some things on the internet.
Oh, which is true.
Yes. That would say people were saying, why?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. So Jay, why?
Why?
Yeah, hit it, buddy.
I said it in. I can post my thing again. As far as I put it into a post. Do you want to talk for a second? I'll find this post and I'll explain to you exactly why. But I mean, there's no other Avalanche player that.
Did
played.
You literally just ask me? Do I want to talk for a minute?
Can you do that?
Can I stop
for a minute?
I can't. It seems like.
I'll post a link to it, and it's just off the top of my head. But I mean, nobody played in more Avalanche games than Milan Hayduk. Mm-hmm. And it was 14 seasons, I believe. I mean, I've got the numbers speak for themselves. You really saw people that said why?
Yeah. Totally. But, you know.
It's the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the internet. Yeah. So January 6th at Pepsi Center, we already had tickets for that before they announced this, and I'm super excited to be there because he's deserving nothing but class. Could have gone other places, I think. Mm-hmm. Decided to stay here. It wasn't the prettiest end of a career, but he had some great moments. And
yeah, he was
one of the greats for sure. For
yeah,
the
he was
Avalanche.
Pretty much let go in a way. You know, yeah. It's like, yeah, we're not going to renew you. You can go somewhere else. And he didn't have a place to go.
Yeah,
kind of like Jerome Iginla right now.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And sometimes you gotta realize that your time is done. And Iginla still quite hasn't. Yager re-signed. He's now a Calgary Flame, but this is kind of weird to say. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but Iginla is no Yager.
That's true.
Not right now.
That is very true. So I don't know. I got it. I found it on the internet because I put this on the internet.
God.
14 years with the Avs, 1,020 games in an Avalanche jersey, 150 more than Joe Sakic, 375 goals, second most behind Joe Sakic. And that's 172 goals more than Peter Forsberg, who's third. So no one, those two are all by themselves. Let's see. And I actually have his last goal jersey. Can I just throw that out there?
Sure.
Absolutely. 430 assists behind Sakic and Forsberg, and 805 points only behind Sakic. I mean, no brainer.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking of is you have a guy like Hejduk, right? Who's next? Like, if you're going to say Hejduk shouldn't have his jersey retired, who's next? Anybody current?
No.
Anybody current moving that direction?
No.
No. This is about it for, I'd say, a decade at least as far as retiring jersey numbers. So soak it up.
I mean, it's possible that eventually Nathan MacKinnon might get to that. It's possible that Landeskog might get to that.
Yep.
I'm going to say doubtful on both right now because
it's not how the league works anymore, really, either.
Yeah.
I mean, so you've got that. I mean, Milan Hejduk was a Quebec Nordique draft pick. So there's that too. I mean, that's how far back he goes. But come on. I think it's a classy move by the Avalanche. I'm excited to be there, and I hope there's a bunch of other people too. It's going to be great.
I wonder who the
great
last night. Quebec Nordique draft pick was to play in the league.
That played for the Nordiques? No.
No, so
Jaguar was up there. Like,
Jaguar was a. Tim Thomas.
Yeah.
But Jaguar played longer than Tim Thomas.
Hejduk might be one of the last. So I don't know. That's our homework.
Okay.
Are you doing homework?
No.
Okay. Excellent. All right.
I bet that would be boring for everybody for me to sit here and do homework while we're on this thing.
You're saying that like they're not bored already.
Oh, I'm just saying.
And yeah, I'm not saying that. Okay. Let's do some shout outs.
Oh, God.
I have a few shout outs.
You know what? I should, but I don't.
Yeah, you do. You'll find some.
I don't know.
Let's talk about Ryan Boulding.
Okay.
We appreciate Ryan and all he did for the show. Yeah. I think you go further back with Ryan than I do.
A little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I skated with him a few times. Yeah.
He was one of the media relations guys for the Avalanche. He had been there for 4 or 5 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. He chose to go in a different direction with his career, and we wish him luck. And we appreciate the connection throughout the years that still keeps going with the Avalanche organization, and we appreciate that. So all the best to Ryan Boulding, and we miss you.
Aww.
I think he might actually listen to this show, so that'd be good. I also want to give a shout-out to my man Hirsch. You see the logo stuff?
Yeah.
You see the header stuff?
Yeah.
This is all him. I would love to have these types of skills to create these things, and I don't. And I am just super happy that Hirsch is on our team. And so shout out to Hirsch. We appreciate you, and thanks for making us look good on the internet. There's new lighting at Pepsi Center. I think, James, when you and I go to a game eventually, you're not working quite as much.
And when I get invited.
Oh, yeah, we should make that happen. There's going to be plenty of good seats. But they have new LED lighting, and you'll notice a difference right away.
Nice.
It's super bright. So shout out to whoever invested that money to make Pepsi Center ice look good. Yeah, we appreciate those things. Shout out to everybody playing Avs Twitter Psychic. The Avalanche now do it on a game, every game. They actually had a couple tweets before yesterday's game against the Ducks during the day that said, you know, is this guy the Avs Twitter Psychic pick? Because he's done this, this, and this. So I think at one point when I made the hashtag up and made the game, my goal was to maybe have the Avalanche play once.
Mm-hmm.
They play every single game now.
Nice.
And that's, and I think that's a tribute to everybody else that plays as well. So cool. It's kind of a thing, and it's fun. I think
it's a good time.
It is a good time. It's the game within the game, and it's a way to connect with other Avalanche fans. And we win or lose, it's something to celebrate because that's what we do. So shout out to everybody that's made that a thing, and thanks for keeping it going. And hopefully this leads to bigger and better things. Hopefully someday it gets so large that I can't handle it myself.
Phrasing?
Definitely phrasing, but you know what I'm saying. So there's that. And shout out to everybody still with us. This is 10 years. I had 4 years on my own and 6 with you.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for staying with us. We do this to share our passion, and thanks for sharing your passion with us. And
I do it for the breakfast burritos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
me too. That's it. That's the end of my story.
Why?
No, but we really appreciate your support and your passion, and thanks. Let's do this for another couple decades. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, I'm having a good time, even though it was late in the game to get this thing going. I'm glad that you guys are here. I'm glad we're here. Glad you're here, Jay.
Because, I'm glad you're
shout
here.
Shout out to you, Jay.
Shout out to you.
Nah, shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's fun doing this. Every time we do it, we're like, oh, hell yeah, it's time to do the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for almost everything Avalanche. This helps us get through the season, win or lose, and we hope it helps you do the same. So, well, did you find any shout outs?
Are you sure that Jay Shiger was a draft
pick? I'm pretty sure he was a Nordiques draft pick. He was either that or the Whalers.
It was Whalers.
So he might have been the last Whalers draft pick to play in the NHL.
Whalers draft
pick. Good. So we made it so we don't have to apologize next show. Thank you for helping me out.
You should be sorry.
Very sorry.
Milan Hayduk is probably the last. Wade Bielak was one.
No kidding.
Yeah. Chris Drury, of course.
Yes. That was the same class. He and Hayduk, I believe, were in the same draft class. Were. That's a pretty good draft class.
And Drew was before Hayduk.
Okay.
Tim Thomas was the latest draft pick to play same draft class. 94.
Okay. Okay.
But
man, that was a strong draft class.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. David Ling.
No.
93 games in the league.
Don't remember him.
Adam Dedmarsh was in 93. He was a first round pick, but picked 4 picks ahead of him also by the Nordiques was Jocelyn Thibault.
Hmm.
Yep.
All these fun Nordiques facts for those of you old people out there.
Manny Fernandez.
Manfredo.
Wow.
Nice.
I didn't realize he was. And of course, my absolute favorite draft pick of the Nordiques.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Lindros.
Oh.
If it weren't for Eric Lindros, there would be no Forsberg.
There's no Stanley Cups.
Yep.
Good times.
Yep.
Good times.
Thank you, Mr. Lindros.
We got a little sidetracked, but man, sometimes sidetracked is good.
He never hoisted the cup.
No, he did not.
Here's one I didn't realize. Anson Carter was drafted in 92.
By the Nordiques?
By Quebec.
Wow.
I know. That one... I know, because I didn't think that he was that old for that. You know, I didn't think I thought that he had started a little, I guess, early or later than that.
You know who's old?
Me.
Us. We're old.
Mostly me. I'm 3 years older than you.
I know. We're just talking about that.
It shows.
Back in my day.
I had hair.
There wasn't people on my lawn.
There's still I don't even have a lawn. This is an apartment.
I still want him to get off the grass that's in front of the apartment, though.
What is old, though? You were going to say, did we just...
The Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for almost everything Avalanche, is old. We got distracted because we're old and forgetful.
Oh,
you know what doesn't get old?
The spiel?
The spiel.
Oh, God.
See, we were on the same page right there. I mean, we're going to shorten this up just a little bit.
Last week's spiel was pretty epic.
The spiel's always epic.
Ugh,
James Tapler Gralian with the AHP. He's stretching so he doesn't pull a hammy.
Oh,
with the Avs Hockey Podcast, you're home for everything, almost everything Avalanche spiel.
Downward dog over here. All right.
Breathe. Go.
You can often find the Avs Hockey. No?
Always.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can always
Not
find.
Often. It's not like sometimes. Like, it's there all the time. We put it there.
We put it there. Yeah. And the URL just renewed, so that means it's another year. The Avs Hockey Podcast can be found at avshockeypodcast.com. It is there always. It is there most of the time. It is even there when you're not, which is often. And you can find our podcasts. You can comment about our podcasts. You can listen to our podcasts. You can look at our podcasts in their graphical representation that is on your screen. You said something about this being shortened? No.
That was fancy, though.
You can listen to the latest podcast. You can listen to old podcasts. You can look at why Jay thinks that Milan Hayduk should have his number retired and the rest of the internet doesn't. You can look at hashtags that say Team AHP. You can look at gigantic logos for social media sites that we have nothing to do with, that we don't own or run, like Facebook, like Twitter, like...
We're there.
Are there others? Maybe a LinkedIn will go up there. I don't know.
LinkedIn.
We could do that. That would involve a
career with money.
Exactly. You can hire us to do something for free because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
There's an Instagram logo that's kind of old, but probably still relevant. There's a phone number that I forgot earlier. 845-704-RINK. From a podcast that I don't do anymore. It just goes on and on.
Just
and
find on. Us. Will you Google us? Please.
There are categories. Jay's on Twitter at As Podcast. I'm not really on Twitter right now, so leave me alone and get off my lawn. There are t-shirts people don't wear. Jay occasionally wears one, but not today.
Not today.
You can find those at curseword.net.
Will you just go to Google and put in Avs Hockey Podcast?
Don't forget to play Avs Twitter Psychic.
Oh, heck yeah.
For some reason, there's still an Avs chat thing up there. Jay doesn't do those anymore. No. He's got like there's things to do. And he's still a growing boy.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up.
Man,
podcasting maybe.
Probably get taller doors to walk through.
Because
you are gigantic.
That's Team 58.
You
plus.
Are gigantic up one down kind of ways, not sideways, but up and down. You're a tall man.
I know. I try.
Yep.
All the stretching.
Oh, shout out. I do have a shout out.
Yes, do it.
Shout out to Jay Veen for second place in their championship league. I went to his game. Damn. He cranked a home run that actually counted, but then they lost on a home run. No,
you do really. The math. You do the math.
They lost by scoring a home run.
Could you be any more confused at that game? Like, what's going on here?
Dude, there was somebody threw a ball. I was standing, like, in line with, like, the pitcher and first base.
You almost got
winged
smoked.
A ball. I was behind a fence, and I still jumped.
That's an infamous play in Das Boot Softball Club. Man, that ball, Phil's got a gun.
Oh.
That ball was chucked.
It was smoking.
Thank you for coming. That was fun.
That was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's all I got.
Das Boot Softball Club for life.
Was that the spiel?
We got everything.
I'm so out of practice.
No, we're good. We're good. We'll get better at this, and we'll be back in your ear hole soon. But
yeah,
again, thank you. Thank all of you out there. Let's do 10 more years, maybe even more. But welcome to the 10th anniversary season of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for almost everything Avalanche.
We'll probably have to do a giveaway or something like that.
We could do that. Let's figure something out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I had my iPad, you could touch it.
I have two of my own.
Touch your own iPad.
That's why I didn't think it.
Right on.
Phrasing.
All right. We good?
Yeah.
We're good. All right. So everybody, like I said, we'll be back in your hole soon. For James, Tape Leg Graylian, I'm Jay Veen. Take care. Let's go Avs. We'll talk to you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See ya.
Boys and girls, I'm Leafy the Leaf Blower, and I got some inside news on the Avalanche. Do you want to hear about some inside news on the Avalanche, Jay?
Yeah, we don't want to listen to Jay and James. Give us the Leaf Blower.
Oh, here we go. So, it turns out Tyson Jost really isn't out because of why you think he is. He's out because of...
Hey, breaking news. This is going to...
And that's why Tyson Jost is really out. And you can quote me on that one.
Are you blown away?
Oh.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Oh.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Why?